Track 59. My mother drove me to the airport, and the sky was a perfect, cloudless blue. I was wearing my favourite shirt as a farewell gesture to Phoenix. I loved Phoenix, and the sun, and the heat. But I had decided to go to Fork, where my dad was. "You don't have to do that, Bella," Mum said. "I want to go," I lied. I didn't want to go, but Mum had to join Phil in Florida. When I landed, it was raining. It always rains in Fork. My dad, Charlie, a police chief, was there to pick me up. "It's good to see you, Bells," he smiled. "It's good to see you too, Dad." He drove me home. He still lived in the small two-bedroom house he had bought with Mum. But he had a surprise for me. A faded red truck. A Chevrolet, which, to my intense surprise, I loved at first sight. I didn't sleep well that night, and the next morning I could see only fog out of my window. Finding the school wasn't difficult. Fork High School, a collection of brown brick houses. My first class was English. I kept my eyes down on the reading list Mr. Mason gave me. Bronte, Shakespeare, Chaucer. I'd already read everything. Afterwards, there were government and trigonometry and Spanish. All passed quietly. One of my classmates walked me to the cafeteria and introduced me to some other boys and girls. It was then that I first saw them. There were five of them, three boys and two girls. They weren't talking and they weren't eating. Their faces were so different, so similar, all unhumanly beautiful. "Who are they?" I asked. "That's Edward and Emmett and Alice Cullen, and Rosalie and Jasper Hale. They all live together with Dr. Cullen and his wife." Last class that day was biology. Mr. Banner, the teacher, sent me to the only free seat, and Edward was in the opposite seat. He didn't talk to me. He didn't look at me at all. I felt full of anger and humiliation. Once at home, I asked Dad, "Do you know the Cullen family?" "Sure, Dr. Cullen is a great man." "The kids, they are different. They don't fit in very well at school." Charlie looked at me angrily. "People in this town, Dr. Cullen is a brilliant surgeon, and all the kids are polite and well-behaved." The rest of the week was uneventful. I got used to the routine of my classes. Edward Cullen didn't turn up at school for a week. On the following Monday, I was again next to him in the biology class. "Hello," said a quiet, musical voice. "My name is Edward Cullen, and you must be Bella Swan. I didn't have a chance to introduce myself last week." Mr. Banner began our class, and we worked together on the microscope. It was nice, as we talked a lot. We talked about Dad and Mum and why I was here instead of remaining in Phoenix with her.